In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, amen. Here's a line from one of my favorite movies. It's an old classic New York movie, The Apartment. It's a fun film. For those of us with apartments, well, if you know the film, maybe we can't relate or should it. But it's a fun line from the film. And in the film, the main character learns through his apartment and through another person who's struggling and suicidal to be merciful. Even in a cold, calculated, business-saturated Wall Street city like New York. And the great line from the film is this. It's a Yiddish line. We probably know it. Be a mensch. Be a human being. Mensch. Yiddish for human being. A good New York line. Be a mensch. The main character learns this in the film. And the main character learns to be a mensch by showing mercy, even in New York City. Showing mercy. I'd like to show us today how becoming human means becoming merciful. And I suppose there are objections right away to that. Look, Jesus didn't grow up on the mean streets of Chinatown. But Jesus did know the mean streets of Jerusalem. And Jesus was no stranger to conflict and violence. He is crucified, after all. We learn to become fully human and fully merciful through the one who became human and merciful for us, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Our second reading today is from the New Testament book of Hebrews. Hebrews is a book that presents to us the mystery of Jesus, the Son of God. The book of Hebrews begins with these words about Jesus. Long ago, at many times, in various places, in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son. Meaning, listen to Jesus. He appointed the heir of all things, this Jesus, through whom he has created the world. And he, Jesus, is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature. This Jesus upholds the universe by the word that created it of power. This Jesus is the image of God and the power of God. He upholds us in all things. In our second reading today from Hebrews chapter 2, it says, at present we do not see everything in subjection to Jesus. We take this on faith in a fallen world. But we see him for a little while as he appeared to us, which means he was a little lower than angels, this namely Jesus. He's crowned with glory and honor, but he's crowned on the cross with thorns, glory and honor, suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it is fitting that Jesus, for whom all things came to be, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation, that he should be made perfect. Jesus is the founder of salvation. He's the author of the faith. Hebrews makes that clear. He's made perfect, though, it says in Hebrews, through suffering. Think about it. He was perfect anyway, but the reading stresses that he was made perfect. Made perfect for us. He was made perfect to be the suffering one in our sufferings, to suffer on the cross for our sins and the sins of the world. Jesus tastes death and death for everyone. He tastes the bitter pain. He's crowned with glory and honor for his death on the cross, for his resurrection from the grave. And since, therefore, the reading goes on that we as his children, that's us, children of faith, children of Abraham by faith, we share in flesh and blood, we're human, meaning Jesus himself likewise took up the same things, our flesh and our blood, that through his death he might destroy the one who has power over our flesh and blood, the devil who gives death, and deliver all those who suffer through the fear of death, even peace now. Jesus was made like his brothers and sisters in every respect, our reading says, so that he might become a merciful. He might become a merciful and a faithful high priest in the service of God for the sins of the people. That Jesus is put forward as our substitute for our sin. He dies in our place as the one who has no sin, becomes our sin for our salvation. He becomes human. He partakes in flesh and blood in order to be merciful, in order to die in our place for our sins. He becomes human to save us in our human condition. God wants to be known in this human way in Jesus. It's personal. He not only becomes human, we see in our reading today from Hebrews, he also becomes merciful to save. Jesus becomes human. He becomes merciful for the sins of the people. God's word shows us today how becoming human really means. To perfect it means becoming merciful. We learn to become fully human in Jesus. Fully merciful. That's what it means to really be fully human. Through the one who became human and merciful for us, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. From our second reading today from Hebrews and originally from Psalm 8, what is man that the Lord is mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that God would care? You know, we think of what it means to be human. We might just consider being alive or staying alive or our ability to reason or love and feel and express ourselves through language. Dogs bark, but we talk. Yet compared to God's power and transcendence, who says that it is, who are we in a universe expanding, which doesn't seem to care always that I'm even here? Why is God, who upholds the power of the universe in his hands, so mindful of us? So small, so insignificant, in a crowded subway, in an ever-expanding universe. What do we believe? That we are, aren't we? Even so, God our Father does care for us. We believe it because God says it. God our Maker is mindful of us. God our Father is so caring and mindful that he sends Jesus to the mean streets of Jerusalem in the city, all for us. To partake of our flesh and blood. Jesus knew a little thing about gang violence. He shares in our humanity to save us, to give us eternal life and peace. From our second reading today from Hebrews and originally from the end of Psalm 8, you made Jesus for a little while lower than the angels. You've crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. You left nothing out of his control. At present, we don't see it like this, but we believe it. This Jesus, who's made a little lower than angels, crowned with glory and honor, who tastes death, our death for everyone, who becomes human to become merciful, to be perfect in mercy. We learn to become fully human and fully merciful through the one who became human and merciful for us, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus becomes human to become merciful for us. The Word of God gives that gift to us. Becoming merciful then as Christians, we become like Christ. When we become merciful, we become like Christ, who is the one who is exalted and crowned in glory precisely for being merciful. Our glory, if you could put it that way, our crown, our honor is being merciful. Just as Christ's glory, his crown, his honor, is being merciful. This isn't easy. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to live it. Abraham Lincoln, who knew a little thing about violence as well and civil wars and so on, once said this, "I've always found that mercy bears richer fruits than strict justice." Isn't that true? Mercy bears more fruits, especially in time, than strict justice. If it was strict justice, none of us would be here today. We have the cross. That's the justice of God taken out on Jesus. The word mercy in the Bible includes a full range of meaning, compassion. It's connected to the very heart of God, actually, how God reveals himself. The famous Old Testament verse, God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. We have to learn to become fully human and merciful in this way of Jesus, in participating in his life of mercy, to participate in the very essence of God. It's way easier for strict judgment, for angry or resentful or self-centered actions or to be fearful and unsure. But Jesus becomes human not to be angry or fearful, but to perfect mercy, full of compassion, abounding in steadfast love. You know, when little kids fight, right? We say, don't fight. Instead, use your words to make a peaceful way forward. Use your words to reconcile and not hit, but talk, to speak, to reason, to make peace. This testifies to being human, to being made in God's image. That's precisely what God does for us in Jesus, who came to speak and live peace for us. Jesus, after all, is the exact imprint of God's nature, it says in our second reading. He is the very image of God for us. That when others see us as Christians speaking peace, making peace, reconciling and being reconciled, they will not just see Jesus. Who will they see on the mean streets of New York? They're going to see Jesus and mercy out of this world. Becoming human means becoming merciful. We learn this. This takes a lifetime. It takes seasons. It takes being merciful in Jesus, who is the mercy of God. It takes practice. It takes dedication. It takes patience. Mercy and being merciful does not just happen, but it does bear fruit over time. It does change us in constructive ways. This week, right, think about how we can be more merciful, how we can show love or mercy, and love here is sacrifice, to others. How can you be a mensch this week? How can you be a mensch for Jesus? To be patient to the impatient, to be kind to the offensive in an election cycle, to be humble with the arrogant. That's the way of mercy. Be a mensch in Jesus. He became a mensch for us. After all, God our Father sends Jesus to take our sin, our impatience, our offenses, our guilt, our pride, our self-centeredness, all the way to the cross. He becomes human to perfect mercy, the sins of everyone. Embrace this mercy. Partake of this mercy. Participate in this mercy. In becoming merciful in Christ, we become more and more human. We become more and more the images of God here on Mulberry, on Mott, wherever we are, the images of God, which God made us to be. Amen.